First question comes from Jerry. He says, hey, JT, it looks like the Raiders just can't block for the running game at all. What, if anything, can we do to get anything going on the ground? Well, Jerry, this is what keeps Tony Sperano up at night. When he took over for Dennis Allen, he preached that he wants to run the ball downhill, and that should be a strength of the Silver and Black. But the stats back up the fact that this has actually been a weakness. Now, the offensive line, I think, does a pretty good job in pass protection with Derek Carr. But either the O-line is not opening up big enough holes, or quite frankly, the running backs aren't hitting the holes fast enough. Darren McFadden, Marcel Reese, MJD got to do a better job at picking the hole and getting to that hole quickly. And if the holes aren't opening up, then the offensive line's got to look in the mirror and do a better job at pushing the defensive line back. I am shocked that the Raiders are not running the ball better. That's one thing that should have been a given before the start of the season, was set up the run and then open up the passing game with Derek Carr, but it's been the opposite. The passing game can be explosive at times, but the run game has been a weakness, and I expect them to get it going because that's what Tony Sperano has been talking about since he's become the head coach of the Raiders. Sean writes in, JT, do you see DJ Hayden becoming our number one corner for the future? Well, he better be. He was taken 12th overall. He's supposed to be an elite shutdown cornerback. And I understand that he's had injuries and he's still a young player in this league. But the fact that the Raiders went out and selected him with such a high draft pick, he has got to be a guy that you don't worry about for the next 5 or 6 years. You put him out on an island and he makes plays. Think about this in the future. The Raiders are going to need more cornerbacks. If they can get another one in the draft or free agency next year and DJ Hayden steps up, that's one less thing that the Raiders got to worry about going forward. DJ Hayden had an interception off of Peyton Manning last week. Should have had a pick six against Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks. He's getting attempts. They're taking shots at him. He's going to have the opportunity to show up every week on the stat sheet, come into the box and make big tackles. But rest assured, DJ Hayden must develop into a star in this league. Not a good player, but an elite star who goes to multiple Pro Bowls. And that's a question mark going forward. I hope he can step up and turn into that player. Miguel writes in, JT, if the Raiders get the number one draft pick, do you think they'll pick up a big-time receiver or a running back? Miguel, with all due respect, there's a lot of football left. If you got a mock draft question, send it to Mel Kiper Jr. or Todd McShay. I like draft talk like everybody else, but I'm getting ready for the road trip to San Diego as the Silver and Black take on the Chargers this Sunday. There'll be ample time to talk in the offseason about what direction the Raiders are going to go in via the draft, from trading down, from stockpiling picks, or what they're going to do at a specific position. Well, let me just end this with the Charger game coming up here on Sunday. The Raiders have a great opportunity to win on the road. I've been going to this game. I haven't missed this game since 98. It's a Raider home game. I was there when Marty Schottenheimer pleaded to the San Diego fans to stop selling your tickets to Raider fans. The Raider Nation takes over Qualcomm. It'd be the perfect spot for the Raiders to get the first win of the season. And rest assured, if the Chargers lose this game, they're done. They've lost three in a row. They got embarrassed by the Miami Dolphins in their last game, and they're coming off the bye week. Their fans will jump ship if they lose this game, and I don't think they have no shot in the division, I think, catching Denver, and they'll be close to out of it in the wild card. So this is a must-win game for San Diego. They'll be ready to play. They're coming off the bye week, and the Raiders got to play like they did in the first quarter against the Denver Broncos, but sustain that energy through four quarters down in San Diego. Thanks again for your questions this week. Keep them coming. Remember, hashtag AskJT. If you're on Twitter or if you're on Facebook and you're going into that Raider website every day at Raiders.com, I look forward to these questions every week. And for those who are road tripping to San Diego, we'll see you on Sunday.